What does it mean to follow Jesus? How do we follow Jesus? It's more than believing in him. It's more than believing he's the Son of God. It's an action. It's a choice that you make. It goes beyond belief. It goes beyond your salvation. It's more than saying, well, I'm saved. Where was I? Go about my life. No, we need to follow him. He came and gave his life. He came as a man to the earth. And he was tortured. He suffered. He died. He gave his life for us. So that we can have access to the Father and eternal life. If we follow him, if we love him back, we can't just accept this like it's a piece of cake passed to us at a party and eat the cake and then forget about it and move on and just keep it in the back of your mind and still continue and go about your normal everyday life and then just think on him sometimes. Jesus is, it's all or nothing. It's a choice. It's a road. It's a path. It's a narrow way. And that path is laid out in front of each and every one of us. And if you really love him, you will want to get on that path. You will want to follow him. And it means, I mean, he talks about it. He spells it all out. It's laid out in the Bible what we have to do. Casting off all that hinders. All the little things that trip you up in life. You got to cast them off. Distractions. Be cleansed of sin, obviously. But anything else that keeps cropping up in your life, that keeps holding you back or hindering you or distracting you, you got to cast it off. Like bagging up a bunch of stuff to give to Goodwill or, you know, put out on the curb. You got to bag up a bunch of stuff and cast it off to lighten your load for this journey that's laid out ahead of you. A big one is tuning out the distractions of the world. We are living in a day and age where there is no end to the distractions. And everything is just so conveniently fun and entertaining and mentally stimulating and so many wonderful things to engage our brain and our body. I mean, it's just like, if you have money, really, it's like the world is a playground. And if you're broke and poor and don't have money, still, you can make yourself pretty comfortable if you have a good TV or a tablet, an internet connection, and food and beverage of your choice. And even if you're broke, the modern world is a pretty comfortable place for the most part. But you still have to rise above and follow him. If you really want to seek him and pursue him, you have to crawl out of your comfort zone. He may leave you in it. He may want you to stay comfortable while he gets you ready for your journey. And some parts of your journey will involve comfort. You know, so it's not like you're going to be called out of your home and have to crawl along on the ground naked and cold and hungry. It's the distractions that we need to really scale down. We need to, if you really want to follow Jesus, well, for one thing, he can't stand lukewarm Christians. He wants you hot and all on fire for him. And he says he would rather you be cold than lukewarm. Like, after you already know about him, he can't stand it if you're lukewarm. Just like, eh, okay. He says he spits you out of his mouth if you're lukewarm. If you know about him and you're just, whatever. No. No. We have to part with the things that are louder than our thoughts of him, like the TV, the constant noise on the TV, the constant diet of movies and entertainment, the music, the worldly music, the constant going out and shopping, constant entertainment. These things really need to be toned down, like really, really pushed back and scaled down. Enjoy bits and pieces here and there. But if we really want to follow him, we have to be okay with the quiet and really scale things down and part with all the distractions and make his word a priority, learning his word, taking time for his word and prayer and fellowship. These things have to come first. Our relationship with him has to come first. And the world is so hard. There's so many distractions, and the world is just so fun, you know, if you're able to get about in it. But, you can't follow Jesus. You can't have one foot on your path. You can't have one foot on the narrow path and the other foot in the world. You really have to get both feet squared away on the narrow path if you really want to follow him. You have to seek him and seek what he wants for you and rise above what the world is telling you and rise above what people near you are saying. And if you can, break away from scoffers and mockers and underminers and people who ridicule your faith. Now, you're going to be surrounded by that anyway in the world. But day-to-day living, if you're with people like that, if there's a way out of that, you should probably go on. Break away from groups of friends, whatever. Break away from people who hold you back, obviously. And here's a hard one. Jesus said, anyone who loves mother, father, brother, sister, basically any family member more than him is not worthy of him. That's a really tough one to swallow. Yeah, if you love anyone, even a beloved family member, more than you love him, you are not worthy of him. This is serious. You have to put him first and make sure he's first. Because anything else is idolatry. anything comes before your relationship with Jesus, anything, that's idolatry. And that's a sin that will take you to hell. If you allow that to remain in your life after becoming a Christian, and you do not stay on top of that one, constantly being aware and rooting it out. If something's crept up in your life that you're spending more time with and that you're valuing more than anything else, it's coming before your prayer time, coming before your relationship with Jesus. That's how idolatry sneaks in. And if you don't keep that in check, if you don't weed the garden of your heart, if you let it grow and are in denial, you just let it grow and let that sin remain, it's idolatry. And if you die and without repenting, you're going to take that with you. That's, hell is filled with idolaters. Hell is also filled with people who are unforgiving. The Bible says, forgive and you will be forgiven. We can't be Christians and carry on unforgiveness. It does not matter who did what to you. It does not matter how bad it was or how bad it is. We must forgive. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And we just need to forgive just to obey Jesus. It's not because we get some little wonderful reward. It's not about us. We just simply obey Jesus. You forgive because he says to. It's not because we're getting anything in return. We cannot hold on to unforgiveness if we're Christians. Now, that does not mean you have to forgive and forget and join hands and have a wonderful relationship again. That's not always the case. Sometimes forgiveness just simply means forgiveness. And depending on the situation, you don't need to call them up and say, I forgive. You do not have to do that if it's not in your best interest. You don't have to do it that way. God knows your heart, and we forgive from the heart. That's what matters. And you don't have to have anything to do with that person ever again if it's not appropriate or suitable for your life, whatever God leads you to do. But forgiveness is key. You cannot follow Jesus and hold on to unforgiveness in any of the side effects of unforgiveness. Bitterness, resentment, those are all side effects of unforgiveness. But there's so many things laid out in the Bible that we really need to put into action. We really need to gear up and walk down this narrow path and take it seriously and really follow him. He's coming back, and we as Christians, his kingdom is already here spiritually in our hearts. And he's coming back physically, and we need to be ready to meet him. I don't want to cower in shame when he appears. I want to celebrate and be ready with nothing to hide. I don't want any shame. I don't want to have to hide anything. And I don't want to be in trouble for anything when he comes. I just want to be so ready. I want to run to him. And celebrate. So I'm willing to go through life like I'm not seeking my own pleasure. I'm not seeking a party. I'm not seeking pleasure. The Bible says she who lives in pleasure is dead already. It's a dead end. God provides. Like, you don't have to be miserable. If you just scale down your life to cast off everything that hinders, make sure you have a clean, pure heart, and follow Him daily, whatever He wants of you, even if it's just prayer, you know, just praying every day, daily, interceding, or He may cause you to rise up and be physically involved in some type of ministry or service, helping hands somewhere, whether in the physical world out there or online, an internet ministry. We're all unique, and He's got something for all of us to do in His kingdom. But He provides. Like, if you deny all the worldly entertainment and you deny all that stuff, He will provide you with surprising comforts and surprising entertainments here and there that you didn't seek for yourself. You know, maybe it comes in the form of a hilarious pet, you know, or something hilarious that somebody says, or I don't know. He comforts us. He soothes us. He puts that balm in our hearts when we need it. But, you know, I would rather go through the rest of my days on this earth just even if it's bleak sometimes, just total bleakness, if that's what it takes to stay ready to meet Him. Because I'm a mess. I mean, left unchecked, I am self-destructing ball of I don't know. I'm a mess. Really. But okay. So I think I'm gonna wrap this up now. Did I say it all? Following Jesus? Gotta take it seriously. Gotta get on that narrow path. There's no shortcuts, can't cheat. I did another talk just a couple days ago on unrepentant sin in the Christian walk and how that's not okay. I'll link to that, maybe. It's not just about staying out of trouble. It's because we love Him. I love Jesus. I love Him. I love what He did for me. I love that He included me in His kingdom. I love that He thought of me and made me. I love that He takes care of me and thinks of me. Thinks of me all the time. Thinks of all of us, like, 24/7. I love Him. And I want to be with Him. I want to walk with Him, and I want to serve Him, and I want to just be in His care, and I want to please Him. I love Jesus. And, you know, I can't even stand up and walk. I can't even stand up. I mean, actually, I have been able to stand up a little bit lately. I've been working on it. I can't really take any steps, but it has nothing to do with my spiritual walk at all. I've gone further in my walk with Jesus in these past few years that I've been in a wheelchair. I've gone farther with Him on that narrow path than I ever did when I was strong and able to do anything I wanted. You see, I told you I was a mess. I still am, probably, but I don't know because I'm homebound and He's got me kind of contained. In His mercy, He's got me contained, so I have to stay focused on the things I'm supposed to be doing and not running all over the world acting like an idiot. It's a mercy. My my physical situation is an incredible blessing, because it's probably saved my soul. Okay, so let's all follow Jesus. Let's all follow Jesus. Because he's awesome, and he's king, and he's coming back. And he loves you. Okay, thanks for listening.